Hello, welcome to another episode of Chatty Moms. I'm Brooke.
And I'm Felicia.
And today we are talking about our relationships and kind of how they started and
what how they're going.
How well, we think both of them. So yeah, we're just going to kind of go back in time and talk about all of those things.
Oh yeah. My
God. It's so funny to go back and think about it because you just like, I don't know, live day to day with them. And then like, you just don't imagine not having them around.
Yeah, like Doug and I, it's almost been a decade. So 10 years that we met in October. So like thinking that I've been with him for 10 years.
Like, I know, like I can't even picture you with anybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. Like literally same as like Doug has literally been in your life for like half of your life.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Like you're 25.
Yeah.
So 10 years of that, like that's insane. So
I know. My God, Doug is so lucky to have me in his life. So we'll definitely
have a good relationship, and like you guys will hear that from the podcast. Like it's literally brother and sister. Like it's good. So.
Well, it's because I think like Doug is very outgoing, just kind of like myself.
Yeah,
and we can like have good banter and like I don't know, just joke around. Like you and Joey get along fine, but Joey's just more of like a reserved, quiet guy. So like,
Yeah. It's a funny, like, dynamic, and, like, when all four of us are together.
Yes. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's so funny. Like, it's just so crazy, too, because, like, I see Joey how, like, he truly is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And he's just, like, he's not super different, but he definitely is different around, like, anybody else, even his own family. Like, he's just more reserved and kind of quiet, but, like, at home, like, he's goofy
you're more
and
comfortable on your own. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, let's start off with the you and Doug, you know, how you guys met and
that
great story.
We definitely have more years, so it's kind of a little bit more of a story.
Yeah.
This is literally like my favorite story. Like anytime I meet someone new or like they're like, oh, how did like you and Doug meet? I'm like, sit down, get ready for the story. Like, I just love it. I don't know. It's like one of those like,
yeah,
that really just like happened, but
and then the person that asked you was like, shit, I shouldn't have asked.
Yeah, what did I get into?
Okay, you know, I only have 2 minutes here. Yeah.
okay so I graduated high school in 2010, so the following like year, I guess, so I took a year off between high school and college, so that was just kind of like I worked at Sobeys, worked full time, you know, had a couple boyfriends, no big deal. So this is where I had met my then boyfriend, Nick. So we had seen each other for, I think it was like 8 or 9 months, broke up for a couple months, and then we had just gotten back together.
So really? I didn't know that you guys broke up.
Yeah, we broke up for like 2 months in the summer because I wanted to be single.
Oh my God.
But like, not even that I had seen anyone else after him. I was just like, I just don't want to deal with you right now.
Yeah, and yeah, he was a different creature.
Yeah, it was a different relationship, but anyway, so we had just gotten back together, but it wasn't like, I didn't think that relationship was going very
anywhere
far. Like anybody that I guess had seen us in our relationship, it was just like we were very, very different. But anyways, so it's October Thanksgiving weekend, and then so me, my friend Melanie, and then her then boyfriend at the time, and three other guys, we all took a trip down to Quebec. And because the guys were all going to go see a concert, and we were just basically going there to, like, get drunk. And, like, go for the, like,
and for a trip.
For the drive, yeah. So we went down there, and my then boyfriend, Nick, so his best friend, had joined the military, which, if you're from Canada, like, basic training is basically in Montreal, and we were going right there.
Mm-hmm.
So I had messaged him, like, hey, I'm going to be in Montreal. Like, I don't know what, like, even your schedule is, but, like, if you can pop in, like, we could hang out. Like, we were super close. Like, just to, like, hang out for an hour was great.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like, I can easily come down. So no big deal. We had met up around, like, noon on a Saturday, and then he brought two of his friends, and one of those friends was Doug. But before all this, like, together, he told me that Dakota had said, like, do not talk to this girl. Like, this is my best friend's girlfriend. Like, don't say a word to her. Like, don't even look at her kind of thing. So, like, literally, like, we only spent, like, an hour or two together. And that whole time, I swear, Doug and I probably said one word, like, hi. Or, like, oh, you were in the military. Like, cool. Like, literally
did not say a word. I wish I could have been there. I mean, I was, like, super young at that point in my life. But I just wish I could have seen you guys interact for the first time.
Yeah. I don't even remember it. Because, also, I was quite hungover at this point. We had just driven, like, a couple hours from where we were staying in Quebec to Montreal.
Okay.
And it was just, like, we were just walking the streets. And, like, I was just really just talking to Dakota. So, I wasn't really focused on Doug. But
how many guys...
It was just, yeah, Doug, another guy. I don't even know what the other guy looked like because I was just like, oh, who's this Doug guy? Actually, I didn't even know his name. So that's another point to the story. I didn't even know his name. So, yeah, said one word to each other. We went our kind of separate ways. And then, yeah, we partied in Montreal, just like me and my friends. We went back home and I'm like, I need to break up with Nick. Like, I just knew I needed to break up with Nick and I needed to find... who is, like, Doug, but I didn't know what his name was.
And who I'm is like, this guy? So you're, like... Were you creeping on Buddy's Facebook?
So literally later that week, so I'm going on Dakota's Facebook page, but I'm also, like, does he even have him as, like, a friend? And, like, how am I going to search? Like, I'm sure he had, like, 300 friends on his Facebook. Like, I literally went through every one of them. And then I'm like... Guys the don't thing have is, the best photos.
Yeah, guys have, like, cars as their profile pictures in this year. So you're like, oh, well, God.
Yeah, and it's not like I was about to, like, message Dakota and be like, hey, what's those two guys thinking? Yes. Like, especially right after breaking up with his, like, best friend. Like,
I mean, I'm sure you could have kind of made a story, been like, oh, one of my friends was interested in one of the guys.
But anyway, so after I don't know how long, I ended up finding Doug on Facebook. So I added him. But with Doug being in basic training, they only have their phones, like, on the weekends, but it was only for, like, a couple hours, too. Like, it's very different, like, basic training now compared to back then. Because, like, now they can just, like, have their phones and stuff. So.
Oh, really?
Huh. Very different. So added him on Facebook and he accepted me. But, like, I wasn't going to message him. I'm, like, I'm sure I would have messaged him, like, eventually. But the following weekend, he messaged me. And his message literally said, hey, heard you and Buddy broke up. Like, that's the message that started it all. Like, hey, heard you and Buddy broke up. So, what's going on? Like,
oh, my God.
So funny, but, like, I feel... what do you message to somebody after that? Like,
oh, I am dead. Sometimes I feel like... I feel like we never talked to Doug about, like, what was he thinking about sending you that message?
I know. I don't know.
Like, did he think that that was a great opener?
Probably. And so, literally, so, like, I went back and, like, looked at those messages, too, before, like, saying this whole story. And some of the, like, conversations, it was just so funny. I had mentioned to him, like, oh, like, yeah, you seemed really down to earth, and he responded with, yeah, I'm pretty much the greatest and not too overconfident. Like, what in the world?
I would have been like,
it cracks me up.
I would have been like, major douche, bye.
Yeah, like, I don't know what kept me going. Anyway, so we just talked a little bit. We were like, oh, like, you must have had fun in Montreal. Like, how's the military? Like, no big deal. We didn't talk too much. And then, like, we exchanged it, like, our actual phone numbers. So it wasn't on text messages.
Yeah.
But, like, then again, we still could only talk on the weekends. And also at this point, like, I'm in my first. I'm into this guy. Like, nothing crazy, anything. We had been talking for about a month and a half now. And when I found out he lived in Fredericton. So it wouldn't, like, never even cross my mind. Like, everybody that goes to basic training, like, it can be literally anywhere. In my mind, I'm like, oh, Dakota's in Moncton. So, like, obviously Doug is around here too. Like, thank God.
Oh, gosh, well, that's the thing. Like, what are the odds that he was actually, like, close?
Yeah, yeah.
Because Fredericton and Oromocto is kind of, like, an hour and a half from where we were living, like, in Moncton.
Yeah, Fredericton and Moncton. Yeah, it was only an hour and a half. And then luckily he got posted right here in Oromocto. So Oromocto is the base in New Brunswick. So at this point, it's mid-December. So we've been talking for about 2 months. He had told me, like, he was graduating basic. He was going back home. Like, they were having a, like, welcome home party. But it was also, like, a Christmas party for him. And then at the same time, it was, like, the end of, like, I guess Christmas break. Or it's the beginning of Christmas break. So it was, like, a college Christmas party. And I'm out at a friend's house. And then I get a phone call from him. And he's just like, hey, like, what are you doing? I'm in Moncton. And I swear to God, I, like, shit my pants. Like, I couldn't. I was like, I'm also, like, pretty drunk at this point. Like, I'm sure I had, like, 4 drinks or so because we were drinking pretty hard before going out.
Yeah.
And he calls me and I'm just like, excuse me, what? Like,
like not expecting, like, him.
No, and like, it's not like we talked on the phone. Like, it was more like
text.
Too. Yeah. And then so I'm with 3 of my other friends. And like, at that point, I'm just like, oh my God, like, what do I do?
Oh.
So he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I'm about to go to a restaurant with like my whole class. He's like, okay, well, just tell me where and I'm gonna meet you. I'm like,
oh my God.
I literally couldn't even drink or eat anymore because I'm like, I'm pretty much meeting him for the first time.
Yes, and like, you're so nervous. My whole
class, like,
good for him for just being like, oh, well, I'll go and meet everybody too.
Yeah, like, yeah, definitely. But like, thank God I had drinks in me too.
Yeah, that helped.
Yeah, so yeah, he tagged along to the restaurant. It was cool. And then we went to play dualies and it was just pretty chill. Like, it's just kind of like you met someone and it's just like you just hit it off. And like, we'd been talking for a couple months. So it was just like very effortless.
Yeah.
So also at this point too, this
and
is
Doug
when.
Also, I just want to say, like, Doug is also not an awkward person at all.
No, no. Like,
he's very, yeah.
Just join in anywheres. But yeah. Before he had called me and said that he was in Moncton, he messaged you and my roommate and our cousin Shayna to figure out, like, what I would be doing that weekend. So do you remember anything of that?
I remember a little bit, but I think he talked to Shayna more.
I think, like, so too, because like, she was literally living with me.
Yes, but he I don't know if it's this time or if it was another time. All I can really remember is he asked me what your foot size was because he was buying you slippers. Like, that's,
yeah, that was
so
probably
weird.
For Christmas, so probably not too far after.
Oh yeah, maybe. But I do remember him saying that he was gonna surprise you, and I was so excited, and I'm really proud of myself for not telling you.
Yeah, yeah, and like, for Shayna too, to like not say anything, because like,
yeah,
we were together all the time. So yeah, so he obviously came down to Moncton with his friend Dakota, so like, he was gonna stay there if like I was like, no, you can't stay at my apartment. But
yes, yeah.
I let him stay over and he hung out that weekend, and like that Saturday, so we met like the Friday night, and then the Saturday I was still like working.
Yeah,
oh my, like, God, I just had an apartment, so I had to like pay for things. But poor Doug, obviously,
oh, like, this makes me want to cry.
So, like, he doesn't know anyone in Moncton, and like, obviously is his friends, and I'm sure Doug was not about to go hang out with them because like, my ex would have been
yes
there. So Doug went to the restaurant by himself, ordered himself nachos and like ribs, and then went to the movies
by himself,
because I was working 5 p.m. till midnight. So like,
oh, that literally makes me so sad. Thing,
but
I,
like, he wasn't
good for him.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like he was gonna stay at the apartment and just get like something basic. Like, he was literally like, not like basic training. Like, you're pretty much like locked away for like 4 months. You know, like, obviously
yeah,
he wanted to go out and do something. But it's so funny to like remember.
And when we talk about this, to him, it doesn't even faze him. He's like, no. Yeah, I went to the movies by myself and I had a meal by myself. And then I'm like, did you eat at the restaurant in a booth by yourself? And he's like, yeah.
I was like, oh. Oh, gosh. So funny. So
I think I met him that day because I was working too.
Yeah. Yeah. So we went to the mall on the Saturday for a bit. We met you and then our aunt, Michelle. So she met Doug before mom, and then that pissed mom off.
But
eventually.
She just, like, she was at the mall.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just kind of out of the blue, so.
Yeah, it was just so funny. But, yeah, so then, like, Sunday, he went back home, drove home to Fredericton. And then I posted on his Facebook wall, like, oh, like, so glad you came down to visit me, babe. Like, can't wait to see you again.
Oh, and my also at God. This point,
like, Doug had been, like, texting another girl just, like, off and on, too. And then that kind of, like, broke that off completely, which is hilarious to think of. And then, like, that day, we had made it, like, Facebook official.
You, like, marked your territory on Facebook.
Mine. Oh, it was so funny. And then, like, pretty much a week and a half later, and then it was Christmas. So then I went up to Fredericton for a couple days to meet his family, and he kind of had, like, the whole basement to himself. So, like, I spent the couple days there, met his parents and his two siblings, went out for, like, a couple dates and stuff like that, and, like, so nervous the whole drive.
Oh, yes.
Fredericton, like, oh, my God. Like, probably the longest hour and, like, 15 minutes of my life. And, like, I had barely ever been to Fredericton either, so I'm like, I'm gonna get lost, like,
yeah.
What am I doing?
Oh,
everything was good, like, got along super well with everybody, it was nice. And then, like, he came down for New Year's, met all the friends, because we had a party at the apartment and all that, so it was really good. And pretty much, like, and then, like, obviously college started back up, so then we just did long distance from pretty much December until the summer. Because then at that point, we had been together for, like, 6 months. And I was like, okay, I've got a 2-year degree. I just did my first. Are you going to do long distance for another year? Or am I going to move in with you in Fredericton only after, like, being together for 7 months?
Then, yeah.
Yep, that's what we did. So,
well, I mean, that's so crazy to actually think about it in that way. Like,
it wouldn't have worked out. Like, I would have been up in Fredericton in college, like, just on my own, like, I was working, but, like, I definitely couldn't have afforded, like, an apartment by myself, and, like,
no, yeah, and you were living with Doug in, like, their family home.
Yeah, so wild to think about. And then, yeah, it just, by the time, so then it was after Christmas, so it had been, like, we lived with his parents for, I think it was, like, 6 or 7 months, and then we moved into one of the military, like, housings that they have super close, so
yeah,
like, our own house, everything was good. And you came down right when we moved in, so that was, like, the March break. And I think this is when you and Doug got, like, really close to.
Oh my God, me and Doug spent that whole week watching Gossip Girl and napping on the couch.
Yeah. So I was actually talking to him that we were recording this, and he's like, oh, remember Brooke came down and ruined my March break? I had to play Xbox all week, but I had to watch Gossip Girl.
Dude, we talk about this all the time, and he enjoyed it just as much as I did.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Poor guy though. Oh my God, he's like, your sister's coming down for the whole week, fantastic.
Yeah, because at this point, like, I'm working, because I was still in school. Yeah, so, like, I was gone really most of the day, and then I was still working too, so funny. My gosh. And then just graduated college, and then, like, the next couple years was just, like, a lot of parties. Doug was gone on a lot of courses. Like, he'd go to Newfoundland, he went out to Ontario once, and, like, Nova Scotia for things. So it was, like, adjusting, I guess, to, like, being a military girlfriend too, because living in Moncton and growing up in Moncton, like, you just don't hear about the military really. Like, there was a reserve base, but it's not like, you know, there's not many military people around. But anybody in Fredericton, like, you're almost, like, 50-50 bound to, like, find someone that's, like, military.
Yeah.
But I never would have thought, like, oh, I'm going to be with a military person. Like,
no, yeah,
I never thought, like, oh, like, someone that could be away for, like, extended periods of times. But I guess I would say I'm a pretty independent person. So him being gone isn't, like, a huge deal. Like, I like my space, too. But, like, obviously I like him there, but, like, I don't mind, like, oh, I'll be gone for a couple weeks in the field. Like, okay, no big deal. So I guess that's pretty, like, easy.
A couple weeks isn't bad. I feel like I could do that, but, like, having them gone for, like, half a year or more.
Yeah.
Like, I just, like, yeah, I don't know how some people do it. Yeah, I know I'm not a person that could do that.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, so those couple years, and then, like, I was finished my accounting degree, so then I started a job, and then so I guess now, so I guess we'd be 2016, so this is kind of the year that, like, everything picked up. So we've been together for 4 years, We did a trip to Dominican Republic, and then we had planned to go to Toronto and Quebec. And then literally like 2 weeks before that, Doug was told that he was going to be leaving to the Ukraine for the military for 2 weeks to do some training. So that was pretty unexpected. So you actually came to Quebec with me for a couple days because like I had booked everything.
Yeah. Everything and was then, booked, and yeah, we took that trip together, but before mm-hmm. he left.
Yeah. So before he left for the Ukraine, so I'm just like coming home from work on a random day, and this is June, so we've been together 4.5 years, and I just like walk in, and then he's just like down on one knee and proposing. I was like, what? Like the day before you leave for Ukraine? Like in my head, I thought it was gonna happen during our trip to Toronto. Like that's when I'm expecting it.
It was gonna happen then. Yeah. He was gonna propose to you in Montreal, mm-hmm. where you guys met.
Right, that's right. Yeah,
that's what his plan was, but then mm-hmm. you guys had to leave because so the day that he proposed to you, he messaged me and came mm-hmm. down to Moncton to ask Dad permission and yeah, to right. ring shop with me. Oh my god, I was so excited. I like because I knew like it was gonna
on the wall.
Yes, and I told him, I said, like, tell Felicia to FaceTime me right after it happens. Anyways, yeah. So, like, I knew you were getting home at a certain time. Or whatever. Oh, man, I was waiting. And, like, yeah. Dad knew, obviously, because Doug had asked Dad.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's, I don't even know. Oh, it's so funny. I remember we drove to Dad's work, and I called Dad, and I go, or I think I called him on my way there and I was like, something's weird with my car. I'm just going to drive by real yes. quick. Can you just come out?
Yeah.
And then I'm sitting in the car and then Dad comes out and then Doug gets out of the passenger vehicle or the passenger door. Anyways, and like nothing's wrong with my car. Yeah, but it was just I should have took a video of that.
I know, like just thinking about it, I'm so awkward for them.
It really wasn't awkward,
but... No, I know, just like in my head.
Yeah, no, I know. Then after we asked Dad, or we asked Dad, after Doug asked Dad, we went to the mall to ring shop. Anyways, and it was between these two rings, and one of them was like very princessy, like you know when like you look at the band on the bottom and then there's like a crown or something,
mm-hmm.
like a tiara. That's kind of kind of what it was. And then we found this one. Actually, Doug picked this one out, and then I was like, oh yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. So yeah, he did good.
Yeah, he did.
But yeah, so like he just had like flowers and candles, and then he put like our song on the TV. So it's a Thomas Rhett song, and eventually is what we actually danced to at our wedding as well. So it was pretty cute. But I was like, I literally walked in and I was like, no, like what's going on? He's like, really? No. I was like, obviously yes, but what the heck? Like,
and plus so you're funny. A crier, so we thought you were gonna cry, and yeah, you didn't cry yeah. at all.
It was just like pure shock, which is kind of funny. So like I'm a very emotional person, but I didn't cry at our engagement or children's birth.
Like, and you didn't cry at the wedding?
No, I don't. Well, during the speeches I got a little teary-eyed, I think.
Yes, but like I sobbed.
Yeah. Yeah,
like you I think guys want to like, talk
pinching my arm so that I wouldn't.
Dude, I couldn't even. I was one of those, like, I was hyperventilating, sobbing while they're getting married. Right behind Felicia, I'm like, like, it was so bad.
Yeah, the pictures are funny.
I just couldn't keep it together. Also, did you realize in those pictures, like, Justin, so Doug's groom's, like, best man. Is standing at least a good meter away from him. I'm literally behind you. Breathing down your neck.
I can hear you just like sniffling.
Oh, God.
But yeah, so anyways, yeah, we got engaged. He went to the Ukraine planning the wedding. And then this is 2017. So this is the year we get married. So like, we had our engagement party where like all the family had like came together and had like we went to a restaurant and stuff, but they had met like throughout the years too.
Oh yeah.
And then had a bridal shower in Fredericton and Moncton, and then we had our bachelorette parties. I think it was like a boat. Was it a weekend? I think
it was.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So Felicia had and wants everything. Okay. And you guys will learn this. But Felicia needed the engagement party, needed two bridal showers, needed a weekend long bachelorette. And then later on, when we talk about it, maybe she has two baby showers.
Like, see, I'm just being loves to celebrate herself for like the people that would have to drive. Like, I didn't want people to have to drive an hour and a half to like come to a party. So I just like,
I get that. That is hilarious.
But yes, I do love parties, so it's fine. Yeah. So yeah, it's September, so the month of our wedding, and literally like, I think it was right after day, Doug is now to another military trip to Israel for 2 weeks. Like, literally 2 weeks before the wedding, he was gone. Like luck with things is just, like, insane. Like, he leaves for the engagement. He was gone right before the wedding. Like, thankfully, we didn't have to move, like, the wedding. Like, imagine, like, planning for a full year.
That's true.
He listened to like our birth vlog and pregnancy. Like, he was gone during our first pregnancy too, and almost missed like the delivery of Douglas. Like, our timing is just insane. So
yeah.
But and then yeah, so he was gone, and then it was just pretty much like wedding week. Like, the wedding was great. I think we'll have like a more probably in-depth video with like funny stories from like the bachelorette the bachelor and like,
oh yeah,
like all the wedding and stuff like that. But like, that was just like the funnest night ever.
Yeah, that was a good time for sure.
Yeah. And then the weekend after the wedding, Doug left for a 3-month course in Nova Scotia.
Oh yeah.
So, like, we didn't have a honeymoon or anything like that, and then he was home around Christmas. So in those 3 months after the wedding, we saw each other twice.
Oh my god,
it was like insane. So, and then so then it was 2018. Yeah, we and then he got deployed at the end of 2018, and then yeah, then Douglas was born, and then we bought a house, and then we got pregnant again with Maeve. So it's just like such a wild like beginning.
But you just, like, always like, you always really wanted like a traditional like setting, kind of, you know, like you and Doug got together, and then you guys got engaged and got married, and then you guys got pregnant, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I definitely, so 4.5 years we were together, best be proposing soon, because like, I want the babies.
Yeah. Well,
like,
yeah,
I
remember waiting,
like, I wanted the big wedding kind of thing I always had.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. And my story is going to be a little bit different, but we're going to cut it here.
Yeah.
Just so we don't get too
long. We'll do like a part
long.
Two relationship. And maybe in that one too, like, depending how your story goes, maybe we'll just throw in some of the funny like wedding stories there too, and like any funny relationship things that came up through the years. And
definitely
maybe like us four get together, like pre babies, what we would do and stuff.
Sit around and watch TV.
Yeah. Or food.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys. Well, tune in to the part two episode to hear how me and Joey got together.
Yeah.
Chat soon.
Bye.